It's the morning of Monday, the 11th of January 2016, and this is, I suppose, my audio diary entry for yesterday, so third day of guide dog training, because I never get around to doing it in the evening. As you might be able to hear, I'm still in bed. I'm being a bit lazy. I ought to actually get up because breakfast time is fast approaching. I need to take the dog out. But I'm feeling a bit rubbish this morning. Not really sure why. My tummy has been continuing to hurt all night. And I'm at the moment I'm disinclined to get up. I will get up. But it's not giving me many reasons to do it right this second. The doggy has been fed. In fact, maybe I'll put on a light so that he starts to come around a bit. I fed him over an hour ago, actually. He should be raring to go, although he sounds just as sleepy. Let me see. Gio? Gio, do you want to come here? Come. Gio, come. Morning. Thank you. How are you? Are you good? Are you a good boy? Come here.
I love that earwaggy sound.
Come here. Come. Just trying to stay out of reach, aren't you? Yes. Yes. Would you like to say hello to your fans? No, not today. You're sleepy. Thank you. Nick on the nose. So, yesterday was quite good, actually. We had
a couple of nice walks. First one was similar route to the day before's walks, just expanded somewhat. So down Euston Road, and then in a big circle, effectively dropping down to Russell Square. And then back up to Euston Road, and that was good. I'm enjoying the walks. They are still feeling good. Gio is really, really good in harness. He knows what he's doing. His curb work is excellent. His obstacle avoidance is excellent. Probably two mistakes in the whole walk. I knew this already. His one area where he struggles is with squirrel distraction. And if he thinks that we're going anywhere near somewhere that there might be squirrels, or going past somewhere that might have squirrels, you know, even if it's just like an iron railing with what might be a park behind, but it could equally just be a tree, he's quite interested, and he's pausing and, you know, having a look through just in case we think there might be a squirrel on the other side. Quite what he thinks he's going to do with the squirrel, I'm not quite sure, but this is important to him. And then my second walk was a twilight one. This time out left along Euston Road, past Warren Street Station, down to the top end of Tottenham Court Road, and then sort of south a few blocks, and then tracking back parallel to Euston Road, and back up a street that I can't remember the name of. Was it Gower Street, maybe? Possibly Gower Street. Back up to Euston Road and then back along. That was interesting. Certainly doing a twilighty one where my what vision I have drops very quickly to very little, well, to the point where basically I can see streetlights or headlights or whatever, but I can't actually see what any of it's shining on. And so the dog really comes into his own there. I was quite pleased actually that Becca said that I still look very confident in that. She can't tell that my sight is dipping at that point, which is nice. I have to say, having done last week a couple of walks in the dark with my cane, it is so wonderful working with a guide dog again. Just reminds me why I so love having a guide dog. So that walk was also good. I'm just trying to think whether there are any issues during it. There weren't particularly, I think. There was a most enormous puddle at one point. I was trying to record some of the walk using a new microphone I'd bought. Listening back to the recording, it was already topping out on the levels. And at the point where we jumped over the puddle, literally both of us, we had the choice of, you know, we could either sort of walk halfway up the road or jump the puddle. It was from a standing start, so, you know, could actually get ready and go. And both dog and I jumped. And the recording cut out completely. So that wasn't so helpful. I need to find a better way of recording. That microphone's not going to be the way. I might have to go back to earphone recording, but I don't really want to have an earphone in my ear when I'm needing to listen to Becca. So we'll see. I don't know if there's a way that I can hook it over my ear or just have it lightly pressed in my ear and still hear her. I might just have to experiment a little bit. Yeah, so that was that one. I can't remember what the plan is for today. I think we're going to try and get Gio's trainer, Tony, over to have a chat about the obedience issues. Interestingly, I swapped positions on our table in the restaurant area yesterday, and Gio was actually better at lying down. Strange, it's just opposite the seat I had, but it seems to have made a difference, but he's still being extremely stubborn and not really listening to me on these things. So I thought I could hear John, the other trainee, heading off. Yeah, so that was good. And then yesterday's evening discussion was on how dogs learn and sort of training techniques and how our dogs particularly have been taught and how we reinforce it. And that was very good. I mean, I've had a similar session before when I last trained, but it's useful to have a refresh and to be able to pose questions and things. And so that was good. I'm conscious I'm just saying that things are good, apart from obedience, which is not good, and my tummy, which is not good. But there we go. So that was day 3. Today is day 4, and I suppose today is the end of today. We'll be halfway through the residential bit of training. Be interesting to see how things continue to shape up during our time here. Hope people are enjoying the recordings. I've had a little bit of feedback from a few people, including via the Guide Dogs Lounge Google group thing. No, it's not Google group, it's Facebook group. Sorry, my brain. If there's anything that people want me to cover, then do let me know via the group is as good as any way, or an audio beam message or something like that, you know, or happy to answer any questions, just let me know. Otherwise, I'm going to try and get out of bed and go and sort us out, really. And I'm the first up with the walk today. Around 9:30-ish. Recording.